What would you do if you found yourself in the Deathlands? Would you join the madness or die in its wake?
My baby! My baby!
Rick Ginsburg suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease and was cryogenically frozen until a cure could be found. Then came Skydark. Now, some 100 years later, he's awakened by Ryan Cotter and his companions.
Who are you people?
Who are you, Freezy? In the barbaric Deathlands, where mutated humans eat human flesh, can a man of our time survive? In a mad cultville like Snakefish, where the people worship snakes and call for human sacrifice, can Deathlands warrior Ryan Cotter keep Rick Ginsburg alive?
Show us the evil! Show us! The worm protects us all!
God! Why can't I just go back?
What would you do? Would you let the madness overwhelm you? Or would you become mad yourself in order to survive?
Ryan, look out!
Huh? Thanks, Rick.
You were wrong, Ryan, about killing being hard. It's too damned easy.
Deathlands number 8, Ice and Fire. By morning, Ginsburg looked close to death. His pulse and respiration had both fallen away to critical levels. His skin felt cold, and he failed to respond to any kind of stimulus.
Gotta be something we can do.
We can leave him to die, Lori, and get out of this place for a look-see.
Just like that?
Yeah, Doc. He'll be worm fodder in a day. Maybe less than that. Why wait and watch?
Sometimes, John Barrymore Dix, I have serious doubts about the code by which you live, by which we all live. I fear that I cannot, and will not, simply pass by this poor refugee from the past. Walk on the farther side and avert my eyes? Oh, no, thank you, my friends. That is not the way of Theophilus Algernon Tanner.
You got a point, Doc. Grant that. But if there was close danger here, you still wouldn't see me for dust. And the Freezy could go get frozen again. But what can we do for him, Doc? You tell me that, will you?
I certainly do wish I knew, John Barrymore. I wish I knew. He seems to be gently slipping through our fingers after all those years.
A short while later, Richard Ginsburg appeared to stabilize. His heart and breathing steadied and even rallied a little. And beneath the blankets, his flesh no longer felt so bitterly cold. By noon, there was a rekindling of a real hope for him.
Looks better, Doc.
I feel now that we should try to restore him to consciousness and try to make him take nourishment.
How?
Excellent question, my sweet passion flower of youth. How indeed.
Slap his face a few times, sit him up and pour some hot soup down his throat.
Might kill him. Then again, might cure him.
What do you think, Doc?
I do wish that you would all make a little more effort to recall that I may be called Doc, but that I know precious little about medicine. I am a doctor of science, and none of my science is of any avail here and now. I do not know, Ryan Cotter. Why not try it? I doubt it will actually contribute to his death.
Ryan supported the dark-haired man, sitting him up on the bed. Christy sat at his side, licking her lips nervously, looking at Ginsburg.
He's starting to show a beard. Look, all that stubble frozen for 10 decades.
Now get on with it, Christy.
Gaia, help me. May the force of the Earth Mother act through me to save this stranger from the past.
Ryan noticed how the sensory curls of her crimson hair had retreated in tight bunches, as if seeking to protect her. Christy swung her arm back and then whipped it forward. Though Ryan was braced against it, he was still rocked.
Fire blast. You don't have to force his skull off his spine, lover.
No point unless I do it hard. Keep him still there. Yeah.
This time she used her left hand, leaving the vivid imprint of palm and fingers on the pale skin. Ginsburg's eyes jerked open, unfocused, then closed once more. Ryan could feel that the man's breathing had quickened.
Again.
This time his eyes flicked open and stayed that way.
Again?
No. Thank you, but no, not again.
Welcome to the future.